With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says he'll be meeting Sunday with President Trump in Florida. He says the two leaders will be discussing security guidelines and guarantees for Ukraine during the talks, as well as the 20-point plan under consideration. The talks are the latest developments in the U.S.-led diplomatic push in hopes of ending the war against Russia. In the meantime, Russia was busy overnight bombarding Ukraine's capital. BBC correspondent Samira Hussein reports.
Into this morning, in fact, the air raid sirens have been sounding off. There are still drones that are coming into Ukrainian airspace. And according to Ukrainian officials, there were some 500 drones that were launched from Russia over Ukraine and some 20-odd missiles as well. The main target has been the capital here in Kyiv. And there has been some infrastructure damage there. And according to the Ukrainian military, there has been damage to some residential buildings here as well.
Concerning the economy, economist Stephen Moore says the amount of fraud these days in government-run programs, say like Obamacare, is absolutely inexcusable.
The fraud rates of these programs can be 10, 15, 20%. I called up some of the banks and some of the insurance companies and said, what's your fraud rate? In the private sector, the fraud rate is about 2 or 3%. If they had 5% fraud, they'd be out of business. And we have 10 and 15% fraud in the federal agency.
Moore making his comments this week here on the Salem Radio Network. California has dropped a lawsuit against the Trump administration over the federal government's withdrawing of billions for that rail project. SRN News. Well, the number of abortion clinics in America continues to decline.
According to Operation Rescue, there are 657 clinics where women can terminate their pregnancies, down 10 from last year and down about 50 in the last 5 years. That's good news. The bad news is that most abortions in this country are now induced using pills, and those pills are everywhere. Under President Biden, a major push was made to make abortifacient drugs widely available, and for the most part, it succeeded. Michael Harrington reporting.
America's largest kosher certifying organizations taking a close look at beer due to the proliferation of flavorings brought on by craft brewing and other changes. The rabbis who declare food products to be in line with Jewish dietary laws now say they and just about everybody else will be forced to check the label on a bottle of beer before drinking. This is SRN News. Hogs are just naturally curious creatures. They're also an extremely highly intelligent animal, and because of their size and their strength, they often get what they want. And then there are wild hogs who are even rougher. Keith Peters has more on this story and explains why some folks are upset with the wild ones.
In Mississippi, wild hogs create about $70 million in damage every year between eating crops and damaging property. Farmers, researchers, the state and federal government are trying to fight the infestation, but it's a never-ending battle. Farmer John Parker Campbell and his father use traps and have electric fencing around their property. The fencing is effective, but it's an expensive initial investment and costs thousands of dollars each year to maintain. Over the past four decades, the wild hog population has spread from 17 states to 35.
This is SRN News.